由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
It's a delight to have you join us today.
欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。
And today we're going to begin a series of three messages on the marks of discipleship.
今日呢，我们想开始一个新的系列，叫做门徒的三个记号啊。
And I want to begin by drawing your attention to a certain phrase in Luke chapter 14.
首先呢，我想请你特别留意路加福音十四章里面的一句说话。
And if you have your Bibles, you can turn to it.
如果你有圣经，请你打开。
So what is that phrase in Luke chapter 14?
究竟是路加福音十四章里面哪一句说话呢？
It was repeated by the Lord Jesus several times.
其实耶稣基督反复强调过这一句说话几次的了。
And it can be a very daunting phrase for the serious Christian.
亦都是这一句说话会让一些认真跟随主的人有时都感到很泄气的。
So what is that phrase?
那究竟是哪一句说话呢？
Cannot be my disciple.
就是不能够作我的门徒。
Cannot be my disciple.
不能够作我的门徒。
Why would Jesus use such negative language?
究竟耶稣为什么会用这么负面的言语呢？
Oh, the answer is very important.
其实答案是很重要的。
Because Jesus did not want anyone to follow him for the wrong reasons.
原来耶稣是不想任何人以不正确的态度来跟随他。
Jesus did not want anyone to follow him under false pretenses.
耶稣不希望人抱着虚伪的目的来做他的门徒。
Jesus was deeply concerned about those who were merely interested in him because of his power.
因为耶稣担心有些人只是因为见到他的能力，见到他的神迹就来做他的门徒。
Jesus was concerned that some would follow him only because he performed miracles.
耶稣担心有人只是因为他行神迹奇事就跟从他。
Jesus was concerned that some would follow him only because he could raise the dead.
耶稣担心有人因为他能够让死人复活，所以先跟随他。
Jesus was concerned that some would follow him only because he could heal the sick.
耶稣担心有人因为他能够医治疾病，所以先至来跟从他。
So Jesus looks at the multitudes of people who were pressing, pushing, and straining to follow him and said the following.
所以耶稣就看着那些争先恐后蜂拥而至又说要跟随他的人，就说了，
Jesus said, unless you are willing to carry your cross every day and follow me, you cannot be my disciple.
耶稣说，凡不背着自己的十字架跟从我的，就不能够做我的门徒。
What did Jesus mean by this?
那耶稣这样讲是什么的意思呢？
Jesus meant that in order to be a disciple of Jesus,
意思就是说要想做耶稣的门徒，
you have to be loyal to him.
你必须对主忠心。
In order to be a disciple of Jesus,
你如果想做耶稣的门徒，
You have to love like Jesus loves.
你就要去爱人，好似耶稣去爱其他人一样。
In order to be a disciple of Jesus,
如果要想做耶稣的门徒的话，
You have to live like Jesus lives.
你就要好似耶稣咁样去生活。
In fact, these are the three topics that I'll be addressing today and in the next two messages.
其实这三个的方面呢，就是我今日啦，同埋呢，下两次的信息当中，主要要同你分享的内容。
Some of you might be thinking, why did not Jesus have the multitudes follow him anyway?
咁可能你会觉得点解耶稣唔要俾嗰啲群众去跟住佢呢？
Why didn't he wait to tell them the truth about himself until after they had committed to him?
耶稣点解唔等到呢一啲人真系跟从咗耶稣之后，先至话俾佢哋听事情嘅真相呢？
Isn't that the essence of religion to get more people in?
世界上嘅宗教乜唔系都中意更加多嘅人加入嘅咩？
Isn't every religion competing to bring more people into its fold?
世界上各种嘅宗教唔系都要争取更加多嘅人加入佢哋嘅行列咩？
Oh, but that's not so with the true Christianity.
但系原来基督教唔系咁样噶。
Look at Jesus in Luke 14:25.
咁我哋不如睇下路加福音十四章二十五节里面咧，耶稣系点样做噶？
He gets a huge crowd, which is just what any leader would want.
佢的确系吸引咗好大批嘅群众，呢一个咧系任何一个领袖都系梦寐以求噶。
And then what does Jesus do?
但系呢个时候咧，耶稣嘅反应系乜嘢呢？
Jesus challenges the great crowd who have gathered around him.
原来耶稣呢个时候就向佢身边嘅群众发出挑战。
He says, "Unless you carry your cross every day and follow me, you cannot be my disciple."
佢就话如果你哋唔系日日都孭住自己嘅十字架嚟跟从我，就唔配做我嘅门徒。
I am sure some of today's clever leaders would have advised Jesus this way.
可能咧，今日世界上面好多精明嘅领袖都会咁样建议耶稣话道啊。
Jesus, first let them see how wonderful you are, and then let them know the cost of following you.
耶稣，你要先等佢哋睇到你几咁嘅奇妙，几咁嘅好，先至话俾佢听跟从你嘅代价啊嘛。
Jesus, let them realize gradually that eternal life should mean everything to them.
耶稣，你要慢慢地等佢哋意识到永生对佢哋几咁重要先得噶。
Oh Jesus, first tell them about all the good things that come out of following you.
耶稣，你要首先话俾佢哋听跟你究竟有乜嘢好处先得噶。
Tell them about the forgiveness of sins.
话俾佢哋听，佢哋嘅罪可以得着赦免。
Tell them about the peace of mind.
话俾佢哋听，佢哋可以得着心里面嘅平安。
Wait a while before you tell them about the importance of being loyal to you.
跟住等一阵先话俾佢哋听，忠心跟随你几咁重要。
Because of Jesus' blazing integrity, he gives no misleading subtleties.
但系你知道耶稣光明磊落嘅品格，佢唔愿意对群众有丝毫嘅误导。
His integrity compels him to spell out all warnings up front.
而佢嘅诚实咧，就要驱使佢预先要警告众人，话俾佢哋听跟随耶稣嘅真正代价。
My listening friend, do you know what the word integrity means?
亲爱的听众朋友，不知道你知不知道诚实是代表什么呢？
Integrity is the integration of what you claim to believe with the way you conduct your life.
所谓的诚实就是你所行的和你所信的是完全一致的。
There is no discrepancy between one's beliefs and one's behavior.
诚实就是你的行为和你的信仰之间是没有矛盾的。
And when discrepancy occurs, as it does on occasions, for all of us, we are ready to confess our sin and ask for forgiveness.
但是如果你心口不一的话，就好像每个人有时会犯的罪那样，我们呢，就要懂得怎样去认罪和恳求宽恕。
And so Jesus said, you cannot be my disciple without total loyalty to me.
因此呢，耶稣就话：如果你哋唔能够彻底对我效忠，就唔能够做我嘅门徒。
Loyalty to Jesus requires a blazing integrity.
对主忠心是需要有光明磊落的品格。
An integrity today seems to be waning.
不过诚实可靠的品德去到今日呢，好像就逐渐被人抛弃了。
There seems to be dishonesty in every profession.
好像呢，虚假欺骗的手法呢，就充斥在各行各业里面。
We are seeing lack of integrity in every field.
我们所到的每一个地方啊，我们见到每一个范畴都是缺乏诚实和忠信。
We are seeing dishonesty in business.
我们见到在商界里面是以虞我诈。
There are some students who cheat on their exams and they see nothing wrong with it.
我们见到有些学生在考试里面出猫作弊，根本呢就觉得没事。
There are some television programs that are designed to glorify deception, and they see nothing wrong with it.
有些电视节目则是刻意美化一些的欺诈行为，因为没问题。
We see dishonesty in advertising.
广告是传递虚假的信息。
We see dishonesty in schools.
学校里面就发生一些不诚实的事。
Lack of integrity abounds in our modern world.
其实现今的世界是处处都是缺乏诚实。
Yet, in the midst of that, Jesus tells us to place loyalty to him above all else.
但是在混乱的世界里面，主耶稣要我们将他的忠心，对他的忠心放在首位。
Jesus tells us that it is wrong to place pleasing people ahead of pleasing God.
耶稣话俾我哋听，取悦人啊，胜过讨上帝嘅喜悦系错噶。
It is wrong to place the accommodation to sin ahead of the condemnation of sin.
如果你包容罪系摆得前过谴责罪呢，又系错噶。
It is wrong to place popularity ahead of God's precepts.
重视个人的声望过于尊重上帝的诫命，又是错的。
And so today we see the consequences of misplaced priorities.
所以呢，今日我们见到的世界是一个本末倒置的世界。
Why?
为什么我会这样讲呢？
Because we no longer value integrity as we once did.
因为我们不像过去这样是强调忠心忠诚。
Some people are afraid to tell the truth because they are afraid it may cause them suffering.
有些人是不敢讲真话，因为他们觉得讲了真话反而会受罪。
But if I lie to you in order to avoid suffering, I have already hurt you.
但是如果为了避免自己受苦就对你讲大话，甚至讲一些所谓美丽的谎言，其实就是伤害你。
If I tell you half truth in order to avoid suffering, I have already hurt you.
如果因为避免受苦，我只是讲一部分的真话，都是伤害了你。
If I only tell you what I know you want to hear, I have already hurt you.
如果我只是讲一些你喜欢听的事，我都是害了你。
In fact, I would have greatly sinned against you.
事实上，我是大大地得罪了你。
The Lord Jesus Christ always told the truth.
你见到耶稣基督从来都是讲真话的。
Anyone who does not carry his cross, he said, and follow me cannot be my disciple.
他说凡不背住自己的十字架跟从我的，就不能够做我的门徒。
But please, my listening friend, listen to the verse preceding that one.
但是我们看圣经呢，再看一下前一节。
In Luke 14:26,
在路加福音14:26里面呢，
Many people have misunderstood this verse through the years.
很多人在很多年来呢，都是对这节经文呢有误解的。
Let us read it together.
好，让我们一起来读路加福音14:26。人来到我这里呢，如果不爱我多过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姊妹和自己的性命的话，就不能够做我的门徒。
What did Jesus mean by unless you hate your father and mother, etc.?
耶稣点解会话到你要爱我爱过你自己嘅父母呢？
My listening friend, please listen carefully. This is important.
各位亲爱嘅朋友，请你留心听呢个好重要嘅。
Jesus was making a clear distinction between redemptive love, which is divine, and possessive love, which is human.
喺呢一度呢？耶稣是要我们将上帝那种救赎的大爱和人间那种占有的爱分开。
Jesus was saying that our relationship to our loved ones must grow out of redemptive love.
耶稣的意思是我们和家人之间那种亲情的爱必须是先从上帝救赎的爱而来。
If our love for our family does not grow out of redemptive love, it will not last.
如果我哋同家人嘅爱唔系从上帝而嚟嘅话，呢一种嘅爱就唔会长久。
If love between marriage partners does not flow from Christ's love for them, it is a possessive love.
如果夫妻之间嘅爱唔系首先源于基督嘅爱，就会变成彼此占有嘅私欲。
And redemptive love will outlive possessive love every time.
而占有嘅私欲有一日咧就会消失，但系救赎嘅大爱却系永远长存。
Jesus is saying that possessive love is selfish love.
耶稣嘅意思就系话。占有的爱是一种自私的爱。
And selfish love is doomed to fail.
而这一种自私的爱呢，总有一日呢，都会消逝。
Love that flows out of total loyalty to Christ is deeper and higher than selfish love.
但是从对基督的忠贞所产生的爱，它的深度和高度都远远超越了人间自私的爱。
So, when Jesus is first in your life,
因此当耶稣在你生命里面居于首位的时候，
your love for others will be real and genuine.
你就会懂得怎样真诚地去爱其他人。
Your love will no longer be selfish and possessive.
你的爱就不会再是以自我为中心一味地去占有。
Jesus said, "You cannot be my disciple without total loyalty to me."
耶稣话，你如果唔系对我彻底忠心嘅话，就唔能够做我嘅门徒。
Jesus said, "You cannot be my disciple when you keep your mouth shut about me."
如果你唔敢为我开声做见证嘅话，就唔配做我嘅门徒。
Jesus said, "You cannot be my disciple." When you habitually practice deception,
耶稣话：如果你成日惯于讲大话嘅话，你就唔能够做我嘅门徒。
Jesus said, "You cannot be my disciple when you worship money more than God."
耶稣话：如果你拜马门就系拜金主义，你就唔能够做我嘅门徒。
You cannot be my disciple when you pursue happiness more than holiness.
如果你放纵自己去享乐而唔追求圣洁嘅生活，你都唔配做我嘅门徒。
You cannot be my disciple when success is more important to you than surrender.
如果你情愿追求成功而唔去降服自己于上帝嘅面前，就唔能够作我嘅门徒。
You cannot be my disciple when you spend more time watching television than reading the Bible.
如果你睇电视多过睇圣经嘅话，你就唔能够作我嘅门徒。
You cannot be my disciple when power is more important than prayer.
如果你认为你嘅权势比祈祷更加重要，你就唔能够做我嘅门徒。
You cannot be my disciple when truth means far less to you than worldly treasure.
如果你睇呢个世界上面嘅财富比真理更加重要，就唔能够做我嘅门徒。
If you want to be my disciple, then your loyalty to me must be above everything else.
如果你想要做我嘅门徒，你对我嘅忠诚必须超越一切。
Oh, my listening friend, I want to be realistic.
啊，亲爱嘅朋友，我想好老实话俾你听。
That loyalty may cause you embarrassment.
对主嘅忠心有啲时候会为你惹嚟麻烦。
That loyalty may cause you to sacrifice.
对主嘅忠心会要求你做出牺牲。
That loyalty may cause you to carry a large cross.
对主嘅忠心可能需要你背负更加沉重嘅十字架。
That loyalty may cause you to be misunderstood.
对主嘅忠心可能会引起其他人对你嘅误解。
That loyalty may cause people to attack you and criticize you.
对主嘅忠心可能会引起其他人对你嘅批评攻击。
That loyalty may cause you to be hated by others.
对主嘅忠心可能会让你啊被人憎恶。
But be loyal to Jesus anyway.
但系无论如何，你仍然要对主忠心。
In comparison with the privilege of discipleship, all of these hardships are of little importance.
比起主嘅门徒呢一个尊贵嘅身份嚟讲，所有嘅难处算得乜嘢啊？
Maybe Jesus sensed the crowd asking him these questions.
可能耶稣一早已经估到呢群众要问佢呢一个问题话。
Why are you making it hard for us to follow you?
唉，你点解搞到我哋咁难去跟从你呢
？Why do you have to talk about crosses that we have to carry?
点解你一定要讲到我哋要跟从你就要背起十字架呢
？Why should loyalty to you be above loyalty to everybody else?
点解我哋要对你忠心胜过对于所有其他人嘅忠心呢？
And so Jesus goes on to tell them something very important.
所以耶稣跟住呢就讲咗啲好重要嘅说话。
He said nobody of his right mind would build a tower without first counting the cost.
佢话任何一个有脑嘅人啊，都唔会唔先去计算花费呢就开工起楼噶。
And no military leader goes to war without an assessment of the army's strength.
同埋冇一个军事领袖啊，唔会先睇下自己有几多嘅兵力就上战场打仗噶。
Why？
点解耶稣会咁样讲呢
？Because buildings that are half built and left unfinished invite ridicule.
因为烂尾嘅楼啊，只会惹嚟其他人嘅讥笑。
Half built structures invite all sorts of attack.
因为烂尾嘅工程只会招嚟各式各类嘅攻击。
Half-built structures invite bandits and squatters.
未完成嘅建筑只能够引嚟土匪同埋强盗。
In the same way, if you claim to be Jesus' disciple and have no loyalty to Jesus, you will be ridiculed.
所以同样地，如果你话你系耶稣嘅门徒，却系唔系对主忠诚，咁咪即系俾人笑。
If you claim to be Jesus' disciple without true loyalty to Jesus, you will be defeated in your spiritual battles.
咁样，如果你声称你系耶稣嘅门徒而唔能够对耶稣忠心，咁样喺属灵嘅战争里面，你一定打输。
And so, my listening friend, as I bring this message to conclusion,
所以各位亲爱嘅朋友，喺节目结束嘅时候，我希望强调。
I want to answer some questions that you may be asking.
或者有啲问题你系想搞清楚噶。
Some of you probably are asking, what does loyalty to Jesus look like?
或者你会问对耶稣忠心系点样噶
？Can you only be loyal with half heart?
我哋可唔可以只喺某啲事情上面忠心呢
？Is loyalty to Jesus only outwardly?
对主嘅忠心系咪只需要做一啲表面嘅功夫呢
？Can you be loyal to Jesus only on certain occasions?
我哋可唔可以只系喺某啲场合里面先至对主忠心呢
？Can you only be loyal to Jesus when you need him?
可唔可以 喺需要嘅时候先对主忠心呢？
And the answer is no.
答案系唔可以。
But today you can say to Jesus.
但系你今日能够对主讲啊。
Jesus, I want to be your disciple.
耶稣，我想做你嘅门徒。
Jesus, I will be completely loyal to you regardless of the cost.
耶稣，无论代价如何，我都愿意对你忠心到底。
My listening friend, Jesus' love for you took him to the cross.
亲爱嘅朋友，因为爱耶稣走上十字架。
But don't ever forget that the cross was not the end of the road for Jesus.
但系请唔好忘记，十字架就系耶稣基督拯救嘅中途点，而唔系终点。
For he rose again on the third day.
因为佢喺第三日嗰度复活咗。
And the same thing with us.
而我哋亦都经历过呢一条嘅道路。
Carrying the cross and following Jesus is not the end of the road for us.
背负十字架并不是我们跟从主的终点。
But rather, it is the road that will lead us to singing and rejoicing with Christ.
而是通过这一条忠心的道路要让到我们与主同欢乐同荣耀。
Are you loyal to Jesus?
你愿不愿意跟随耶稣呢？我想大家都愿意的。让我们听一首歌先，叫做《至死》。随主歌。
Sing my name, sing you love, 与我同定十字架。我愿被认同圣以后，愿随主至死同吧。主我更情愿把生命献上，都是我死。
各位听众朋友，你听到这首歌是很旧的一个的录音，我们见到当年的人都愿意去至死随主，今天在二十一世纪生活的你愿不愿意这样做呢？如果你愿意，你可以祈祷向上帝立志，说主，我今天就愿意去跟从你，求你去使用我，用我的生命。在这里愿主大大赐福给你，我们下次同样时间再会。